Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Monday, September 23rd, 2013. It is September, National Self-Improvement Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and Hunger Action Month. For those who are just tuning in, I am the hostess with the mostest on the MIC, yes, affectionately known as Poetic Justice. But for the purposes of this show, Miss Fabulous, all pun intended. And we also are joined with the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We are talking about no other than my executive producer for the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Let's welcome D Slate to the building.
You're right, I'm bloody here. D Slate is bloody here.
You got here?
I'm bloody here. I got something to say, radio show broadcasting once again on this lovely Monday. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It feels so good to be in the building once again.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a wonderful show lined up. D-Slate, I'm so ecstatic. We have a lot of great things, but most importantly, let me give the listening audience I guess I'm going to allow you all to buy a vowel. Well, nonetheless, we're going to have our special guest, singer. Are you ready, D-Slate? Actor.
I'm ready.
Producer. Dancer. Model. We're talking about Marcus Houston, a.k.a. Batman, a.k.a. Roger Go Home in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I'm ecstatic. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I can't wait. I definitely can't wait.
Absolutely. And actually, he was on the network before on your Celebrity Thursday, correct?
Yes, he was, and we had a wonderful time with him. So I definitely can't wait to get it in with him again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our A-list extends out to many, many people in which we have the opportunity, the pleasure, and the honor to have interviewed. So Marcus is going to be joining us very, very soon. Mr. Houston is doing some great things by way of his album, which is reaching Billboard charts in the urban demographic top 40s. So, you know, we're going to be talking about that and some other forthcoming projects. Also, we're going to have a little trivia, D. Slate. We're going to talk about how well do you know Marcus Houston? That's a long title, right?
Okay. Well, I can't wait then.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. The time is now 3 minutes after the hour, 3 minutes after the top of the hour, and your town and all around. Tonight we'll be having the Fabulous birthdays, as well as, you know, some little quirky need-to-know information, Poetic's Picks, the Song of the Day, Justice Jam of the Day, Touchdown with D. Slate now. See, that's my favorite segment. I often look forward to that because I love sports. Go AFC. Go AFC. Okay. And I digress. New England Patriots. clear my throat. And Monday Music Flashback, we're going to be doing the flashback with some, you know, old school markets, Houston. So we need you to stay tuned. If you're watching football, you can multitask. Of course, you can listen to the I've Got Something to Say Ratio Show, and you can watch football. No flags on the play, Ratio Show. I like the way I say
that's
that,
right.
Ratio. Yes, that's right. Yes, if you want to be a part of the show, definitely get in where you fit in at 718-766-4553. That number once again is 718-766-4553. We are made available on Blog Talk Radio. We're made available on iTunes, TuneIn application, and of course online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DE. Our show. And if they want to be a part, how can they be a part if they're a developing artist, if they're a national artist, or they just want to hang out? Give them more information, D-Slay, about that.
Well, thank you, DJ. If you are an R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a comedian, poet, actor or actress, celebrity artist, and you gospel artist, and you would like to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business, if you have a website or an event you would like to advertise right here on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do once again is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com.
Well, thank you so very much for that. Mr. Announcer D. Slate, we have so much fun in the studio. Hey, D. Slate, did you make some mineral water with sugar and plenty of sugar and lemon? I guess, AKA, other known as grape Kool-Aid. Did you make some for the studio?
You know I did. I got some grape Kool-Aid. I got some red. We had some orange and lime. Somebody mixed together. It looked brown. I really didn't know what it was, so I dumped it out because, you know, I don't take no chances. You know, I don't take no chances. So we got some grape, we got some red, we got some Sunny D, and then we got some purple stuff, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm ecstatic. And you know what? I cannot wait because we're moving into the fall and winter time of the year. So the Ghetto Gourmet, I hope that he resurfaces for this year. That would be interesting. He is the best.
I think he may come back and he may have some interesting recipes for this coming fall. Yeah, I think the Ghetto Gourmet may have a few things up his sleeve.
Wow, for the tailgating games and, you know, for all the collegiate events and things of that nature. So he's going to have a dual task to give us information about that and how you can make your sporting event even more better, you know, or for your holiday upkeep. So I hope that he's working on some new recipes and divvying up some things that we can be very, very proud. And who's to say we may even have Lion LaQuisha, Betty, British Betty, whatever her name is. And, of course, GB is going to resurface. I have a very strong indication sometime tonight.
See, I don't know about GB. Now I don't know about all that. I don't know about that.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know about that GB.
Well, you know, he's a huge Marcus Houston fan. I'm surprised that he didn't surface last week when we had Bernadette Stanis, a.k.a. Thelma Evans from Good Times. And then the week before that, we had the opportunity and the honor to have spoken to actor Miguel Nunez Jr. So I'm surprised he didn't surface, but, you know, he thinks he's a singer and a player from the Himalaya. So maybe he'll come through tonight. But I hope when Marcus gets in the studio that, you know, GB will be on his best behavior, of course.
I hope so. I know GB can definitely take it into another dimension. So I really do hope he does.
Yes, and I want to say Roger that, but I'll say in the purposes of tonight and our special guest, I'll say Roger that, go home. You get it? Roger, go home.
There it is.
That?
There it is.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're just being ourselves. Roger, go home. We're just being ourselves. Miss Fabulous here. Dee Slate is in the building, the CEO of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. We're getting it
in
where we fit in around your town. We're going to go ahead and get into our first musical break for the evening. I'm feeling a little bit of kind of grown and sexy, you know. Our forthcoming guest on tonight, he has a wonderful album. It is charting at the top of the billboards. Once again, the singles, as well as the whole album, is just awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm talking about no other than Marcus Houston. Let's go ahead and give your love a try. The time is now 9 minutes after the hour. 9 minutes. We need you to stay right where you are. Don't go nowhere. Dee Slate, Miss Fabulous, it's the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go, and you know.
Let's go.
I've been running for so long, baby, that it gets easy every time around. And I know it might seem crazy, but I noticed you loving me, so I'm not gonna run no more. And girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try.
Marcus Houston. The time is now 13 minutes after the hour, and we are back on your radio. I'm talking about the I've Got Something to Say radio show. We're invading your place, all up in your face. And I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice with two K's. Thank you very much, meaning wink, wink, kind of cute. And we have the CEO of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network, you know. Dee Slate is in the building on your radio. What's going on?
That's
Slate?
Right. D Slate with one D. Oh, yeah.
Well, one D.
Yeah.
Down on it. Jam on it. Yes. I am really, really excited. Yesterday marked the first day of autumn. Yes, I love
the
fall. Absolutely. So we're going to be getting into some climate change, getting a little bit into some time zone changes very shortly here. And then the holidays, you know, as soon as we approach October, before you know it, it's the end of the year. So, you know, we want you all to get out there. The kids are back in school. Our college students are back in school, and some of us are back in school.
Actually, PJ, I have the information for those that are listening right now. If you want to know, daylight savings time is coming around again on November 3rd.
November 3rd, so it's actually late this time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming back around again on November 3rd.
Wow. So I guess it all is contingent upon if there is a leap year, if it falls in October or if it falls in the earlier part of November. So, ladies and gentlemen, you did say the 2nd of November.
November 3rd.
November 3rd. Okay, that was a long pause. I thought I lost you. I thought I lost you in the studio. I found you. Yay, group hug.
Well, yeah,
all right, so November 3rd.
I was drinking some of that great Kool-Aid. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know that's right. Before the show is over, I want to make sure I get me a tall glass of great Kool-Aid. You know, we want you to call in and let us know if you are a consumer of Kool-Aid, and we want to know what is your favorite type. I know that's kind of sophomoric, if you will, but we just want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, because it's not about us. It's about you. And we couldn't do any of this without whom, Deflate? You, right?
Absolutely, you. And I would like to know, too, when you guys call and let us know that, if the Kool-Aid man ever burst into your house saying, oh, yeah, and gave you some Kool-Aid, and then right after he left, you stopped him and say, hey, who's going to fix this hole in my wall? My people will be contacting your people because we're not going to have no draft coming through my house. I appreciate the Kool-Aid, but who's going to fix this hole? I just want to know whether or not that actually happens, you know.
Wow. Things that make you go, what? Who does that? You know, I had to add all the extra stuff to it, of course.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on your radio having a great time, as we always do, on this Mayhem Monday, making the most of the Movement Monday. Try to say that after a couple of Mai Tais, or maybe Kool-Aid, you know, the adult Kool-Aid, wink, wink. Tonight we'll be having singer, producer, actor, songwriter Marcus Houston will be joining us very shortly here in the studios. If you want to be a part of the show or call and talk to him, you know, he's very approachable. He is a megastar. He's a veteran in the entertainment business. But most importantly, he is very, very grateful for the fans like you, and all of you in the front and in the back, in the middle. I could flow a little bit. Yeah, but once again, 718-766-4553. Again, 718-766-4553 to get it in with Marcus Houston, who will be in the studios very, very shortly. Let me go ahead and get it in with the fabulous, not necessarily news, but just going to give you the birthdays and some quirky things that are taking place within this upcoming week. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to hold on tight. It is the fabulous news, guru. On this 23rd day of September, we like to say happy birthday to the man himself, the All-American, the matriarch, should I say, patriarch of the E Street Band. I'm talking about Born in the USA. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, happy birthday. And, you know, the late, great Ray Charles is also celebrating a birthday on today. Happy birthday. He was legendary, iconic, and I'm telling you, he could never, ever, ever be duplicated or replaced. A part of the original Rat Pack, you know, I'm telling my age. And also, happy birthday to Mickey Rooney. Yes, love Mickey Rooney. Awesome. And then Jason Alexander, who is notable for a lot of different sitcoms, but, you know, he is super, super awesome in the American way, for his actors are concerned. Matt Kemp, happy birthday as well. The rest of the week, we have a lot of other birthdays. Let's say on the 25th of September, we will be celebrating the birthday with, here comes the man in black. Yes, Will Smith's birthday is on the 25th of September. His wife just celebrated a birthday last week, Jada Pinkett Smith. I think that's kind of cute when both of your birthdays are in the same month. And they're such a mega, mega couple. I love them. And Chip Harris, a.k.a. T.I., bring them out, bring them out. Yes, bring them out. Chip will be celebrating his birthday on the 25th. The late, great Superman himself, Christopher Reeve, will be celebrating a birthday. And the very beautiful and gifted Catherine Zeta-Jones will be celebrating a birthday. Also within that lineup for that week of this week, we have the beautiful, talented Open winner, Serena Williams, will be celebrating a birthday. Lil Wayne's birthday is on the 27th of September. Gwyneth Paltrow, Meatloaf, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Yeah, Meatloaf, happy birthday in advance. So those are some of our birthdays that are coming up for the month of September for this week. Happy, happy birthday in advance. Today is the 23rd day, and we're celebrating Restless Leg Awareness Day. Very imperative for those, who have diabetes or any pre-existing health illnesses. Restless Leg Syndrome or Restless Legs Awareness Day. Keep on walking. I see you. Tomorrow, National Voter Registration Day. Exercise your right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just vote in the presidential elections. Always vote in the primary and all of the other voting abilities because, again, you want to exercise your right. You have a right to do so. So definitely. We also this week will be an awareness of Family Day. Eat with your family or eat with your kids on the 25th. Math Storytelling Day on the 25th. National One Hit Wonders Day. Wow. Doom, 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 doom. Where is ice? Doom, 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 doom. Yes. Also, National Women's Health and Fitness Day on the 25th. And last but not least, you hear me? Because I'm talking about tree, I'm talking about the manifesto that brings it all together, Ancestor Appreciation Day. That's why I said, you know, leaf, tree, you understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful edutainment as we educate and entertain the fabulous news. Now, back to you, D. Slave.
Oh, that was so fabulous. Thank you so much, PJ. The fabulous news. It was so lovely. Don't you agree?
Of course. It was fabulous. All pun intended. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to go ahead and take another quick musical break right now. It's 22 minutes after the hour in your town and all around. So we feel like streaming a little bit. This guy right here is working on some new material, and he's also going to be getting his acting on real, real soon. I'm talking about no other than Massachusetts-born Noel Gordine. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the river. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back in about 3 to 4. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, let's go.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
All right. Growing up, it was tough, we were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and laid down my burden. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. They laid my granddad by the river. Walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too. Cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags. I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river. I held my breath when they dipped my head in the hand of shiny and blue.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friends for
oh,
the by the river. Where black folk gather at the Sunday service.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are fewer than 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America.
Yes,
and
we are
the
back live. A little bit of The River by Noel Gordine. It is 27 minutes after the hour. We are invading your radio. Miss Fabulous here on this marvelous Monday. And Mr. D. Slate is also in the building. What's going on, D?
Chilling in the building, hanging out on the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's a lovely, lovely Monday. I'm feeling good. G-U-D.
Absolutely. I'm feeling kind of crisp and tingly. I love the fall. It's not too hot, not too cold, but just right. Here in the DMV area, Hampton Roads area, the weather is ranging between the mid-60s and the high 70s. So the weather is pretty, pretty nice. This is the best time of the year for fishing. Of any anglers that are listening or avid fisher men or women, right? See, you can use fishermen
right now?
Synonymous with either gender. Oh, so what type of fish do you like to catch? Oh, do you have a preference?
You know, I like to catch trout, you know, catfish, bass, you know, those particular ones, those three in general.
Okay. I normally catch a lot of croakers. I mean, one time I went fishing, I was catching like two and three at a time. Yes, definitely. Oh, absolutely. So this is the best time. I'm also an avid golfer, so this is the best time to scavenge the greens, if you will, and then also to go fishing, so because it's not too hot and the fish enjoy the cooler water. So there's just a little bit of time and rhyme for your mind one time on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And definitely make certain that, you know, you prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. I believe we've already started it late August. So make sure you have plenty of batteries, flashlights, and non-perishable food items in various regions throughout the United States. To us, some of our international listeners, you know, you too can also possibly prepare for any type of inclement weather. So we definitely want you to be safe out there because we love you so very much, and there's nothing that you can do about it on the I Got Something to Say show. Right? Right?
That's right.
Right. Exactly. Do you have anything you want to add by way of, you know, in preparation for the autumn, for the fall? Geesley.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, just depending on where you are, and, you know, in some of the Midwestern states and some of the Eastern states, I know it's going to start getting pretty cold. You know, being from Chicago, you know, I just say that just, get winterized, you know, just get ready because it can definitely get pretty cold out there. So you just got to make sure you're getting the proper clothing, make sure your car is winterized. I mean, just get ready. It's definitely coming.
You know, and that's very interesting, and I'm actually glad that you brought that up as well, for as your vehicles are concerned, you know, your batteries, you know, and as well as your alternators and things of that nature, making certain that all of your fluids are topped off. And I know you all are like, okay, she's a girl and she's talking car. Yeah, rest in peace to my father, MacArthur. He made certain that I had some type of information about vehicles because it's extremely, extremely imperative that you are knowledgeable about vehicles. Ladies, I'm talking to you. You and in the back and in the middle. Yeah. So now it's 30 minutes after the hour. 30 minutes after the hour. We're preparing for Mr. Marcus Houston to be joining us on this marvelous Monday here in the I Got Something to Say / the Hour Show Radio Network Studios. Try to say that with pretzels, okay? So,
all right, now.
Thank you. We're going to take another quick musical break, and then at that time, hopefully we'll be able to receive our special guest for the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into Poetics Picks. The number one Poetics Picks for tonight is no other than by Mr. Marcus Houston from his brand new album entitled Famous, which is in stores and made available online, iTunes, and in your local stores. Speechless is one of my ultimate favorites. And then we're going to follow up Poetics Picks with Take Me to the King, Tamala Mann. Cora, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, in the building, 31 after the hour. We'll see you back here in about maybe 6 minutes or so. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. We're invading your ATL.
Please. need time to think about what I'm gonna say to you, because the next time that we meet, I wanna be so prepared. Girl, I got a problem, and I just gotta get over it.
No room, no religion. I made my
Pamela Mann, and also we kicked off Poetics Picks with a little bit of Speechless, and that's exactly what you, and all of you are going to experience with our next guest, Speechless, from the famous album, In Stores Now, Marcus Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to defer to Mr. D. Slate. We have a wonderful, wonderful, epic interview in store. One of the veterans of the industry, one of the men of R&B music, of television, of dance, of everything you could possibly think, Leo's Rule, D. Slate. Bring in our next special guest.
A member of Immature, IMX, Marcus Batman Houston, debuted as a solo artist in 2003 with MH. Since joining Immature as a young adolescent in the early 90s, Houston has crossed over into television as a reoccurring cast member of the hit TV series Sister Sister. And he has taken on production duties with some of his IMX mates as platinum status for B2K and Destiny's Child. With a slew of an incredible hit albums, Marcus Houston has made his historic mark in the music industry, and now with his new album, Famous, taking the music world by storm once again. We like to call him Hurricane Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say show welcome to the one and only Mr. Marcus Houston.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
What's happening, yo? How y'all feeling?
All right,
what's
Mr.
good?
Marcus Houston. Hey, how you doing?
I'm in L.A. enjoying this weather, you know, and just having a good time, just enjoying everything. You know, released the album a couple of weeks ago. It's doing really well, so I can't complain. I got beautiful fans, you know. God is on my side, and I'm living. I'm enjoying myself.
That's wow.
Well, Mr. Houston, with all that you have going on, I wanted to say thank you in advance. Absolutely. I want to say thank you so, so very much for joining us on tonight. You know, that was my little cue. Hey, beautiful, you have a text message. But right now I'm busy because I'm in the studio with a very gifted and talented, very, very handsome, very, very got it all together, almost 20 years, if not 20 or more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In the industry, we're talking about Mr. Marcus Houston. So, Mr. Houston, thank you for joining us on tonight.
It's my pleasure to be on tonight. Thank you all for having me.
Absolutely. And I want to reintroduce to you the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, as well as the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, Mr. D Slate. This is the fabulous I don't even have words for Mr. Marcus Houston. He is epic and iconic. Marcus Houston.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Marcus. Thank you so much, bro, for joining us tonight, man. Like, as always, man, it's always an honor to have you on the show and on the network with us. And, you know, like I said before, man, you're a family member of this network, and it's all about tonight. You know, we're definitely going to be, you know, definitely talking about your success, man, the new album. And again, you know, I think the album is slamming, you know, everybody's been feeling it, you know, we're getting some positive feedback, you know, from the single. So, definitely, man, you're doing your thing once again.
I'm trying, man. I'm just, you know, actually today was a very, very exciting day for me today because I made an announcement that, you know, Immature is doing a show out here in L.A.
What?
In our first,
oh, wow,
our first show in a very long time. Woo. Yeah, at Nokia in November 7th. So, you know, Instagram, Twitter's been blowing up. Everybody's been hitting me. So it seems like people,
oh,
are really,
wow,
really excited about it. So, yeah, you know, reunion tour that was setting up with AEG. So, you know, it just shows me again how blessed we are to have beautiful fans out there. And I just thank God that we're able to you know, have been together for this long and stay together this long and be back on stage together as a unit. I think it's going to be a beautiful situation.
Wow.
So when,
well, congratulations. I'm sorry, Beasley.
No, it's okay. I really do hope. You said the tour. I mean, I'm really truly hoping that you guys definitely make a stop in Arizona on a tour, man. I'm definitely gonna come check that out. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And for those that you know, want to get to that first show, it's November 7th at Club Nokia out here in LA Live. So, you know, if you want to drive down or you want to fly down for the show, it's going to be Immature, Drew Hill next, and we have a special guest as well. So I think it's going to be dope.
That's real. That's real.
Oh, wow. That is super, super awesome. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, you would incorporate that on the East Coast as well because, you know, you have diehard, hungry fans because you're famous, pun intended. But let's get right down to it. Okay, let me just put this out here. Okay, this is a disclaimer. When I listen to your album, Famous, right, I cannot listen to it with the lights on because I see you like, let me see your hands, and then my hands become somewhere else. I'm like, ooh, I didn't even know. Wow,
uh-oh.
Ooh, really? Wow.
Oh,
this is a
moan.
Uh-oh. Yes. I'm telling you, it's like the exploration phase because it's so grown and so sexy and so mature. And you know how people make comparisons. He sounds like Prince. He sounds like D'Angelo. I wouldn't even categorize your genre right now. You're in a class, Marcus Houston, all by yourself, literally.
Well,
okay?
Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate
it. Oh, absolutely.
I'm humbled by that. And you know, I got to give credit to the guys like D'Angelo and like Prince and
mm-hmm.
the guys like Maxwell and that aren't afraid to use the falsetto and really, really sing that soulful music. And these are guys that I definitely, you know, take from and listen to. And with this album, I really wanted to do something that was more soulful and more, you know, heartfelt. You know, I think the industry right now is full of dance and hip-hop music has taken over. So, you know, I think it's always a breath of fresh air when you can just listen to some real R&B music that just puts you in the mood, you know what I mean? So hopefully this album is doing that for people. And, you know, and I made it for the fans. You know, this was definitely 3 years in the making. I took a 3-year hiatus away from the music industry to, you know, pursue my career in other areas of the field of industry that I'm in, which is the entertainment business. I did, you know, produce 4 films, executive produced those films, did some acting and stuff like that. But, you know, the fans are just calling me back. Every time I go somewhere, the fans will be like, man, when we going to get some new music from you? And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not even going to wait no more. Like, it took me 3 years to get it. But I finally got the message, and I went in. So this album is definitely for my fans out there, and I have some great fans out there. So this one's for y'all.
Oh, absolutely,
no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had to put that disclaimer out there first because, it takes you back from your traditional sound, you know, from, you know, the MH all the way to, you know, the current day, which is Famous. And you released the album around, what, the 27th day of August, which August is also significant, too, because you had a birthday, so happy belated birthday, Marcus.
Thank you very much. Yeah, birthday is August 4th, you know, so, you know.
The same
August
as the President of the United States.
Same as Obama, you know, that's true.
Yeah, same as Obama. So,
that's right.
You're doing a thing. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Marcus, let's talk a little bit about the industry. You know, generally, like when you said that you took a hiatus a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, this is your 6th solo album. You know, congratulations on that. And I want to say, oftentimes, you're welcome. Oftentimes when artists decide to take, hey, I'm going to take a little break, you didn't take a break from the industry. You just took a little bit more time to put into this album, which is called Famous, pun intended, okay? Not no pun intended, pun intended.
Yeah.
Because it gives a little bit of all the things, all the characteristics up you, everybody from Roger Go Home all the way to the man that you are today, you know. And again, it really takes a special type of artist to be as eclectic, to be able to, like you say, not be afraid to overstep boundaries, to think outside the box, eclectically, to use your falsetto and to be worldly wide accepted. Your fan base here in the U.S. is crazy. Your demographics, and I did some research because I'm a fan as well, but I did some research. Your fan base goes all the way from high school to people who are looking out the windows knitting sweaters, okay? That's how hype you are.
Well,
yeah.
You know, again, that's I thank God every day for that, because it's just a blessing to be a part of, you know, all the wonderful blessings that I've been a part of, starting off my career with, you know, Baby's Kids and starting with the group Immature and moving on to Sister Sister and then us having our first, you know, gold album with Playtime Is Over and just moving along that career and me doing You Got Served, which is the biggest, you know, one of the biggest dance movies in history. It pretty much created this whole dance craze with all the shows that you see So You Think You Can Dance,
ABC,
all the shows that follow that movie, and then more movies follow this movie. So just being able to be a part of all these things, and, you know, when people come to me and they say, go home, Roger, they want to take a picture, like, it's just, it really, you got to take it, and you got to sit back and just realize how blessed you are, because, you know, it's a lot of people don't get the opportunity to be a part of so many different things, which that's why the name Famous was titled with this album, because I felt like, you know, everywhere I go, somebody knows me from something different. You know, certain people may know me from Sister Sister. Certain people may know You Got Served. Certain people may know Immature. Some people don't know Immature. Some people don't know Sister Sister. Some people just familiarize with my face and don't know where they, you know me from. And it was kind of like an inside running joke with me and my friends, because I would go places and people were like, hey, aren't you famous? Or, hey, you're that famous guy. So it's just like, you know, the title kind of just stuck with me. I was just felt like, oh, you know, that's right. The name of the album. And, you know, I get it all the time. So, you know, like I said, I thank God every day, and I'm just extremely blessed.
Absolutely. Well, I got a couple of more, then I'm going to let, you know, D-Slate jump in there. But Marcus Houston, I mean, okay, your solo albums, MH 2003. Naked,
yeah.
2005, which is one of my ultimate favorite, as well as Veteran, 2007, Mr. Houston, 2009, Mattress Music. Okay, let me see your hands. Okay, let me see.
All right, now, DJ, watch the hands.
2010, all right, and then Famous, which is at its current year. Marcus Houston,
yeah.
Where do you draw inspiration to make such great music and have longevity in your career? Where does that all come from?
My number one inspiration is God. Just, you know, God gives me the strength to continue to keep going and keep pushing forward. You know, there's a lot of discouraging moments that can happen for you as an artist when you have such a long career. You know,
mm-hmm.
The industry changes, people change, labels changes, and, you know, there's so many political things that have, you know, come into the industry now, you know, with social media, even everything like that. So, you know, to continue to pull from inspiration, you know, and my fans, of course, you know, it's just, I really realize that music is what I love to do. And, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone says or anyone does, you know, I love music, and I love entertaining people, you know. So as long as I can, you know, as long as I have a voice and I got legs to move around and dance and everything like that, I'm going to give my all 110% to the fans out there that support me and love me from day one and that still continue to support me. You know, I do it for them, and I do it for God. You know, that's what it is. I mean, it changed. I will be to the day I die.
Absolutely. And people are not cognizant of this, but, you know, they note you for, like you say, various roles such as, you know, Roger on Sister Sister or for your music genre. However, I'm looking here at the films in which, you know, you've been involved with in television, and the year of 1992, Baby's Kids. So we're in current year 2013. That's 21 years for those who are really, really good at math, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, not too many people can honestly say, you know, new school, old school, that they have that type of longevity. So it really, really speaks to your character. It speaks to your true raw talent, and it just speaks to you overall. You do so much. Let's talk about the things that normally the media does not necessarily disseminate, but your fans and the listening audience would like to know. You're heavily involved with a lot of philanthropy efforts, and you're so humble, you don't talk about those things. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, Marcus Houston gives back to the community. Let me rephrase. And I digress. He actually gives back. He's one of those celebrities. And not just Marcus Houston, his team, they're all about giving back to the community. What is one of your most current projects, which I am super, super psyched about? And you have something in common with the basilisk of the chapter. I'm talking about MC Light. What am I speaking about, Marcus Houston?
Well, okay, so I have a lot going on, so you gotta let me know what, you know, what you're talking about.
You know,
so much going on.
That.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
I'm talking about the Grammy Award Academy. Yeah, because you have so much going on, absolutely.
Yes.
But just giving back as a mentor to the children, giving back to the community.
Well,
it's just so much.
I recently did an event, a couple of events with the Grammy Foundation and the Grammy Museum out here in L.A., where I did an album release party with the Grammy Museum, as well as I did a special performance. We brought in like 20 kids from the Grammys. They brought them all into the Grammy Museum and gave us a prize concert, and I gave them a live concert, which was good. And I'm always down to, you know, help out. And I did a question and answer, and I, you know, did some survey stuff, and, you know, kind of just talk to the kids about, you know, inspiring them to be, you know, be all they can be. And these are aspiring young, talented musicians and artists and stuff like that. So I'm always one of those people that I like to be a role model. I like to give back. I like to, you know, speak. And I like to encourage young kids out there to follow their dreams, because, you know, a lot of these kids come from broken homes. They don't have their mother and fathers. They don't have anybody to look up to. And I've always been that guy that feel like, you know, if you don't have anybody to look up to, you can look up to me. Like, you know, I'm not the kind of person that says, oh, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I never wanted to be a role model. I've always liked to be a role model, because I had great, encouraging, positive role models in my life coming up. So I would like to, you know, share my wisdom with the young, talented kids out there in the youth, and just the kids that aren't interested in the music industry and they just want to go to school and they want to progress in life with this, you know, staying off of drugs and not, you know, turning to alcoholism and things that these young kids go through. So, you know, I'm doing a lot with the Grammys and just doing a lot with a couple of charities that I support and just, you know, helping these kids. Because, you know, I know the cliche song is the kids are our future, but it's the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the kids, how they respond and how they act as adults reflect their childhood. And, you know, it's very, very important that we as people, you know, as the adults in the world, you know, it's always important for us to help whenever we can to help a kid, you know, find their way in life, because it sometimes can be very, very difficult. I've run into some kids that are just so troubled, and you sit and talk to them, and it has a lot to do with, you know, being from broken homes and bouncing from home to home or foster home and stuff like that, and they just don't feel like they have a place. And I feel like it's our job as the adults of the world to kind of, you know, give them some kind of direction and some kind of, you know, guidance. So I'm always down to, you know, to give back to the community in that way.
Absolutely. And you're so sincere about what you do when the cameras are rolling, when they're not rolling. You're Marcus Houston. I can attest to that, family, you know, because you are truly, truly a class act.
Well,
Kevin Barnes.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget about
that.
You know.
One of my all-time favorites on 101, as well as Cuts, Kevin Barnes. So let's keep it moving. Yes, we're talking about no other than Mr. Marcus Human. Yes, he is a wonderful, beautiful human. But Marcus Houston, the actor, the singer, the producer, director, choreographer, and I even hear, now I'm going to save that for later. I'm going to save that for later because I want to know truth or dare. Let me get mine out real quick, and then I'm going to defer to D. Slate. Now, rumor has it, Mr. Marcus Houston, that Playboy wanted to, offer $1 million. I wish I could have been a piece of paint on the wall.
You know, a lot of speculation was surrounding my naked video. When I first released the naked video, it completely crashed the internet. You know, there was so many people, trying to get on to see the video. It released virally first before it went on like BET and everything like that, and it completely shut down the internet for a while. So, you know, that's a good thing though. I was like, you know,
yes,
that's just a thing. That's just something to brag about. You know, so there were rumors and there were speculations and there were all kind of stuff surrounding, you know, me doing Playboy, and I just never really spoke about it because, you know, sometimes you just let people talk. And
that's right.
You know, but you know, so we'll just keep it at that.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what we like to do on the I Got Something to Say show. We like to dispel, you know, rumors. We like to dispel different things that what people think is not necessarily the truth. And, you know,
yeah,
Marcus Houston is one of those type of entertainers who's very humble, who's very, very active in the community. And he's just, again, one of the best that's ever done it. If you can honestly say you've been in the business for almost 20 years, I believe Marcus Houston is going to be one of those entertainers who will be playing Vegas in years to come. So, you know, with that being said,
that would be beautiful. Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to speak that in existence because you are what you say you are, famous. That's right. That's right. Well, we have some other little nuances here and there, but what I would like to do at this time, I know D Slate is such a huge fan of yours, and welcome back to the D Hour Show Radio Network. D Slate, what would you like to ask the very talented Marcus Houston?
Well, first of all, Marcus, I want to say that I can relate. You know, I want to say as far as the Playgirl thing, I can relate to you, bro. I understand that. I was in Playgirl some years ago, back when I was called Cocoa Butter. So I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I get that, bro. I get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
You know? I understand that. But, and I do agree with PJ when she talked, when she mentioned earlier about the type of, you know, individuals who listen to your music from the young crowd to the older crowd. Because I know a couple of grandmas that told me they got naked listening to Naked. So I get that too. You know what I'm saying? I understand that too.
Oh, man.
You know. But, no, you know what, bro? First of all, I want to say that you're truly, you're incredibly talented, man. You're an innovator. And,
you know,
you're very creative in what you do and everything that you do in entertainment. Man, I respect that about you the most as
thank
being such
so
a great
much
entertainer. But the thing I want to know is, you know, just throughout your career, man, and, you know, in television and film and you know, in music, I know sometimes, you know, everybody has, you know, a couple of moments in their career that's unforgettable, you know, moments that,
sure,
that they'll never forget. Do you have any moments, you know, or one or two moments in your career, something that stands out, man, that you'll never forget?
Definitely. I have a few moments. The first moment I would say was, you know, hearing my song on the radio for the first time. I was in I was in an apartment getting my hair braided, and the song Tear It Up came on the radio. And this was the first Immature album, like Bebe's Kid soundtrack. And this was like 92, you know, I was like 9 or 10. I heard my song on the radio for the first time, and that was like the first moment that I had was like, wow. Second wow moment would be Immature's Playtime Is Over album going gold. We received our gold plaques, and, you know, when we first got signed to the label, you know, they were excited about us, but everybody didn't treat us as, you know, as you know, loving, as welcoming, and as excited. You know,
right,
when we went gold, it was like everybody was just like, oh, my gosh, and it was like just that. And I don't know if it's I'm not trying to put nobody on blast or anything. I put the energy on blast, but that kind of told me when I was 12 years old, it told me the theme of this business. And what I mean by that was, you know, the people that you got to watch for, you know, the phonies out there and people that, and it showed me that, you know, when you ain't doing too well or you're not nothing, people don't know who you are. They look right past you. But the minute you get a successful hit or something like that, then they want to, you know, jump on your team. And it showed me at that moment who to stick close to and who to be close to, and just always, you know, keep your circle small and always, you know, just keep your family first and your friends and everything like that and your true friends.
That's
and
right,
not to really ever trust, you know, you can't really trust too many people in this industry. So, you know, but when that album went gold, it was such a big accomplishment for us because our first album didn't really do too well. So to go from the first album not really doing too well to the second album, when we put LDB in the group, you know, blowing up with Never Lie, the single just jumping to number one, and the single going gold, and the album going gold, all that whole thing was just, like, so huge. And then I think after that, I think the third one, which was very monumental for me, was the Veteran album. It debuted at number one. It was my first, the second, what, third solo album, first number one album, so on my own. So it was like, incredible. It was actually the first number one album for me in my career. So that was, like, another beautiful moment. So those three moments was just, like,
No doubt. And I can understand that the Veterans, as, like TJ, that's definitely one of my, that's one of my favorite albums of yours as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, MH, I love MH. But the Veteran was definitely one of my favorites. My last question for you is, I just wanted to know your take on, you know, the music industry right now, especially pertaining to R&B. You know, a lot of people, man, are kind of, you know, turning away. A lot of real R&B fans are kind of turning away from listening to mainstream radio. A lot of them just go straight to the iPods or, you know, whatever music they have on their smartphones, or, you know, whatever the case may be, or the old school music that they go back to listen to. A lot of them are saying that R&B isn't the same and it's not as good as it used to be. And, you know, just your take, man, especially, you know, coming in, you know, coming back into, you know, the music business and, you know, releasing your new album and, you know, just looking, just knowing that fans are looking at it like that today, and they're looking at new artists today like that, and they're kind of like, you know, kind of got their nose turned up on R&B right now, on the new R&B.
My take on it is, I kind of agree with him. I don't feel like there is real R&B out there right now. I feel like my album is definitely real R&B and soulful. But, you know, that's just one out of the very many, because, you know, hip-hop is so huge nowadays. You know, it's kind of taken the place of R&B. And then you have the dance music, which is huge nowadays. But, you know, we as artists, I'm 32. I've been doing this since I was 8, so, like, you know, 24 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, I grew up listening to Marvin Gaye, Temptations, you know, Gladys Knight, the greats, you know, Prince, Michael Jackson. And those, you know, those are the greats and the great R&B music. That's what I grew up listening to in my household and I grew up singing to. The new artists nowadays don't have those records to listen to anymore. So R&B kind of got lost because you don't have any R&B music that's on the radio right now. So it kind of got lost within. So if you're 16, you're a young 16-year-old guy, you know, and you're trying to make an R&B record, so 9 times out of 10, you didn't listen to Prince growing up. You didn't listen to Marvin Gaye growing up. You didn't listen to Donny Hathaway. You didn't listen to these greats growing up. You know, you listen to pop music or you listen to hip-hop. So it's kind of hard to deliver an incredible R&B album when you don't really know what real R&B is. And that's why,
R&B got lost in translation.
Definitely got lost in translation. Mm-hmm. I respect artists like Miguel and, you know, artists like that stay true to the R&B game. You know, I think Miguel is a great R&B artist. You know, you can't really call out too many of them nowadays because they don't really have a lot of them. And you can look at the guys like Joe and people like that, that kind of get slid under the radar because they move them into adult contemporary now, and it's like, no, this is real R&B, you know. So we, as artists, have to bring that back, and that's what I try to do with this new album, Famous, trying to bring that back. Just, you know, make people remember why they're not. It's not about bringing R&B back, because you don't ever want to say you're bringing back something, because that's just a big statement. But, you know, this album hopefully can help people remind people why they loved R&B music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that. Well, I definitely think you're doing that with the new Famous album, man. And you definitely stay true to, you know, to all the characteristics and everything that we love so much about R&B. And that's why I respect you so much as an artist, man, especially a music artist, because you do stay true, you know, to the essence of what R&B is all about. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Everything that you said about that, and I do think that hopefully, with, you know, like, you know, yourself, Joe, and other great artists like that, Miguel, they can hopefully bring back the love in a lot of fans' hearts for R&B like we had back in the '70s and '80s and early '90s. So I said that you guys combined together, we should be able to achieve that.
Yes, hopefully we will.
Absolutely. Well, I want to jump in here because you all are talking about his current project, which is entitled Famous. For those who are just tuning in to the Hour Show Radio Network, it is I, Miss Fabulous, it is D. Slate, and we have our celebrity in the building. We're talking about no other than Mr. Marcus Houston is in the building. Getting back to Famous, Famous debuted number 2 on the R&B album chart on the Billboard. iTunes named this album Famous, R&B noteworthy. What a such. I'm so discombobulated and so excited. I can't even phonetically get it out. When you talked about naked, I'm all messed up, okay?
But, here we go.
It called it, yes, it called it R&B noteworthy. I mean, such a high compliment in its best regards. Truly, truly couldn't happen to a better person. Marcus, I'm telling you, so talented. So we would like to do, I'm getting a couple of commentary for people online, offline, inbox, tweet, text, and everything else. Tanisha out of Washington, D.C. say, just sexy, got it going on, love the new album, listen to it, work out to it, and plus, plus, plus. I know what you mean, Tanisha girl. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands, Tanisha.
Thank you. Tell them thank you, and tell them Marcus is on the line too. So you know, make sure they give him some compliments.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, who does that? Really? Let me see. Malik out of DC also. What is up with DC? Chocolate City is in the building. He said, Malik says, "What up, dude?" He was like, "Yeah, I know Roger is all of that," but he was like, "Yeah, pound." He said, "You know." I can't say what I want to say, but he was like, "Yeah, that's my right there, the Paula Deen
okay,
word.
That's what's up.
Right."
That's what's up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Already, as they say. And then we have one more out of Norfolk, Virginia, Miss T. Miss T said, "Loved you then, love you more even now. Famous is an incredible album. Good luck and best wishes on your career and success." Thank you, Miss T, darling. Appreciate that. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in when you sit in and give Mr. Marcus Houston a call, 718-766-4553 on your right to you, 718-766-4553. What we're going to do right now is take a little pause for the pause, and we're going to world premiere Mr. Marcus Houston's song. Well, thank you. Off of his current album, Famous. Could you introduce for the world, Marcus, not just the 50 states, but for the world, could you introduce your new song, Only You, to the public, please, sir?
Yes, here it is, world premiere, the new single, Only You, off the Famous album. It is available on iTunes right now. Make sure everybody you go get it. It's available in stores. Make sure you go get it. And also look out for that new Immature reunion, the tour, the album coming soon. Everybody look out for that new Immature. So, you know, thank y'all for having me. I love you guys, and let's do it.
Okay, well, we want to bring you back for closing comments after your debut, if that's all right. You got a minute to hang
with us.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. The phone lines are blowing up in the studio. We're just going crazy, just going ham right now. Everybody. There's another one trying to get in. Will they fit in the studio? Want to speak to Mr. Marcus Houston. He's debuting his brand new song entitled Only You on the Famous album. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show featuring Mr. Marcus Houston.
Yep.
We got more of Marcus Houston coming back.
Coming right back.
We're all sensitive people. Yeah. I know I lost your trust, baby. And I know I got a lot of making up to do. Really try, baby. Come on. so much love to give. And baby, there's nothing wrong with me loving you.
Live 17 minutes after the hour, we just provided the nation with Mr. Marcus Houston's world premiere of his song, Only You. Only You is absolutely off the chain. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live once again. Marcus Houston has been hanging out with us here in the studio. Miss Fabulous and D Slate on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Mr. Marcus Houston, we love, love that.
Hey, bro.
That is awesome.
Oh, my face. That Marvin Gaye twist you put on it,
yes.
That was on point.
Yeah.
That was on point.
To the great Marvin Gaye. He's one of the greatest to ever seen R&B music. So, you know, shout
That's
out
right.
to Marvin and his family and everything.
I love
you know,
that. That was on point.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Houston, I know that you have a busy, busy itinerary, but are there any last-minute commentary that would you would like to make for your fans? Do we actually still have a listener on the line?
Yeah, we got a couple callers on the line.
I actually, you know, what I want to say to my fans is, you know, definitely thank you so much for rocking with me for 20 years plus in this music industry. You know, it's a hard business to you know, stay consistent in. And I thank you guys all so much for all the wonderful support and continued support, you know, of all of my albums. You know, definitely look out for the Immature Reunion Tour coming. The first show kicks off in L.A., Nokia, November 7th. Anybody that want to drive down to the show, you're more than welcome to come on out. You know, we're going to have a great time. It's ourselves, Drew Hill, next. We got a special guest. So, you know, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be unbelievable. Also, follow me on Twitter at Marcus Houston, MarcusHouston. Follow me on Instagram at Marcus Houston 1. And again, just thank y'all very much. And make sure you download the new famous album on iTunes right now. And, go get it at your local stores. And that's it. That's all I got to say. I just want to say I love y'all. Thank y'all for having
okay.
me.
We definitely got some callers online.
Yes. Do we have a minute for a caller, for you to entertain a caller, Mr. Houston?
No problem.
Before
you hear the show.
Okay. Yes. All right. Go ahead and bring in the caller,
right.
Be Slate.
No doubt.
Caller, Mr. Marcus Houston.
Area code 626-367. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show with Marcus Houston. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 626-367.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
What's your name, sweet? Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, maybe she's a little
okay.
low.
Okay.
Let's go to the
okay,
next
caller. Okay, caller, we'll have to come back.
Area code 786-518. You only I Got Something to Say radio show with Marcus Houston. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is B. I'm calling from Miami.
Hey, B, how you doing?
Hey, I really, really wanted to, say hello to Marcus Houston, and I have the new, the CD, Famous. My favorite song, I'm a poet and a songwriter, and the best song I like on the CD is Speechless.
Oh, well,
wow. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the song is incredible. Like, you sound completely different on this one because I have every last one of your CDs, every last one. And
oh, that's the stuff right there.
Yeah, every last one. I love this CD, but I really love Thesis, and I just wanted to just salute you for your longevity in the game. You know, it's hard, I can imagine, you know, being able to outlast over decades and whatnot. So I just wanted to,
that's real.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Just so love, just, you know, great.
So, well, I appreciate the love. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the love, and keep rocking with me, and I'm going to keep rocking with you, try to give you that good music that you love, baby girl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Lady, for calling.
We got the other caller back. Let me see if they want to say something this time.
No
area code 626-367, you and I got something to say. I guess they don't want us talking right now. That's okay. They got a little gunshot in you. It's all right. You know, if you lost your voice, drink a little lemon juice. You'll be all right.
Absolutely. Well, what I want to do, if, you know, you're still calling in and you want to speak with Marcus Houston, what you can do is definitely follow him on the social media, you know, networks and sites and things of that nature.
That's right.
And for his forthcoming concert and information, what's that website, Marcus Houston?
Oh, yes, definitely go to my website. It's www.marcushoustononline.com. And, again, it's MarcusHouston. Online.com.
That's good.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do is give a shout out to your management team. They are just simply awesome. Professional,
yes,
on point. Yes. I mean, totally just, you know, surrounding of good people, very professional. So shout out to, you know, Mr. Richard, you know, and your CEO.
That's my boy,
Richard
Hall. Big shout out.
Partner, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Do you want to give a shout out?
Yeah,
Marcus, to your team?
Yeah, I want to definitely give a shout-out to my team. Thank you all very much for holding me down. You know, it's very, very important that you have a great team around you. Otherwise, you cannot be successful, and I couldn't do this without y'all. So I thank my team every day.
That's
absolutely
real.
Well, Marcus, I want to just say first and foremost, because I know that you have some other things that are pending right now, congratulations on your newest success, and look forward to your tours throughout the United States and abroad.
Thank you very much.
A lot of international listeners as well as fans, they love you overseas, especially in Germany, the UK, Dubai, quite a few places really, really love you. So, you know, definitely with the best regards there on your album, Famous, absolutely wonderful. And we just look forward to any other forthcoming projects and what you have in the making, be it music, film, television, producing, or what have you. We definitely look forward to that. And just always thank you for being a family member here on the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we're definitely going to follow you.
Thank y'all for always having me as a family member and always supporting everything I do and always, you know, just keeping it out there. You know, I just want to thank y'all too for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you, and you have a good rest of your evening, Mr. Marcus Houston. And we're going to do our old school throwback, a tribute to you for tonight. So if you're still
for
listening,
sure.
After
maybe,
you,
maybe we can play a little Immature, you know what I'm saying, just to you know, remind people that are Immature, because we got that show coming up. So y'all can throw back some Never Lie or something.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see what we can do about that. Or definitely
sure.
Put it in the rotation, but I'm feeling like a little bit of clubbing. What you think?
Okay, we can do some clubbing.
Yes, some clubbing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Marcus Houston, our celebrity host on tonight on the I Got Something to Say show. It's been more like hanging out with family than an interview. He is so down to earth.
No doubt.
Continuously support this man because he has longevity, 25 years plus in the game. It's not all the same, but it's all good for Marcus Houston. So definitely keep a lock right here. We're going to have our throwback. And Mr. Marcus Houston, take us out. It's the I Got Something to Say show.
Oh, well, you know, you already know, I Got Something to Say show. I had a lot to say today, you know, so all my fans had a lot to say, and I just appreciate y'all. Yeah, let's go there with this throwback. You already know, y'all have to get up.
All right. Well, it's clubbing with Marcus Houston and Joe Button. You know, don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
We be clubbing.
Yep.
Back live, 29 minutes after the hour. It is 29 minutes after the hour, and if you're just tuning in, you were listening to the sounds of Marcus Houston clubbing featuring Joe Button on the MH album. That was our Monday Music Flashback, the Marcus Houston edition. We got it in with Mr. Marcus Houston. It is I on your right to you, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network. You know, D Slate is in the building. Ho!
In the building, D Slate, a.k.a. Coco Butter, is in the building. What's going on?
I don't know how to accept that. Can men be called Coco Butter? I'm sorry, can men be called Coco Butter?
Yeah, that was back in my Playgirl days.
Okay, because I got kind of scary. You said cocoa butter. Men can be cocoa butter, right?
I mean, that's what it was back in the day. When I was doing it with Playgirl. I mean, that's how it was then. But it's all right now.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay, I hear you, player from Himalaya. I hear you. I hear you. Yes. You know who else was on the line? But I'm so glad he did not get through because I think I would have been most humiliated.
Uh-oh.
GB wanted to talk to Marcus Houston.
Whew.
I'm telling you,
I'm glad we
converted
that disaster.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was a lot of people that wanted to get in where they fit in to speak with Mr. Houston. So if we were unable to get you through the lines, our apologies in advance. We thank you for continuously supporting the D Hour Show Radio Network. The lady that called from Miami, we thank you, sister, for listening to the D Hour Show Radio Network. And yes, and being supportive. We really appreciate that, definitely, truly, regards to that salute, sister. And also, just continuously support Mr. Marcus Houston in all of his endeavors in the music industry. He is making strides. He is making a difference. And he's making music. Most importantly, on this Movement Monday, we're going to keep things moving. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap twice. Absolutely. What we're going to do real quick again, we're going to go back and take another quick musical break. And we're going to be setting things up and preparing for the Let's Talk Sports with D Slate. I'm ecstatic. I love that. So right now, don't go nowhere. Keep a lock right here. We're in your ear and in the studio. We got the one. And you couldn't do any of this without me. Yeah, me meaning you. We couldn't do any of it. We got a little bit of Tamar Braxton and Fantasia on this Monday night. The time is 32 minutes after the hour. Keep a lock. The eye right here. Holla.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit me. Go.
Now
With the help of people like you, the Alzheimer's Association has focused on preventing, treating, and finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease. To help, visit www.alz.org.
www.alz.org.
We're back live. It is 40 minutes after the hour, 14 minutes after the hour. We're in tune to the Hour Show Radio Network. Blog Talk Radio, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. It is I, Miss Fabulous, on your radio, invading your radio. And D Slate is in the building as well. Yes.
That's right.
We're just coming back, yes, of a music break. We cut off with The One by Tamar Braxton. And then second following, we had Without Me by the very gifted and talented Fantasia. Tamar is doing some big, big things. Really proud of her. We actually had her sister, Tracy Braxton, on the show not too long ago, and we also had the opportunity to speak with Fantasia's brother. So, you know, we're doing big things over here on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. So congrats to Tamar for all of her success, her little boy, you know, her CD, all the other ventures that she's doing. We wish her and Vince the best of luck. Definitely a huge, huge fan because she got it going on. And Fantasia, she's doing a little bit of touring as well throughout the United States. That song, Without Me, is climbing. It's making the billboards just go ham, as the people say. So definitely the best of luck to those ladies who are, like, indespicably, you know, not replaceable in the industry. They're very, very talented, to say the least. So we're going to go ahead and keep things moving like U-Haul. I'm still excited about having Marcus Houston here with us in the studios. I mean, he is absolutely just really, truly a class act, very, very gifted and talented and just so down to earth. And we just thank him for, you know, spending time with us and actually just doing what he does. And you, the listening audience, we couldn't do any of this without you, without me. So nonetheless, right now, what we're going to do, we're going to talk some sports. We're going to put some flags on the play. We're going to rumble, jumble some defense, offensive, NFC, AFC talk. Who best to do that with other than D. Slate himself? Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk sports with D. Slate.
Are you ready? Went down once again this weekend. Football was in full effect, and it started on Thursday when Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs visited Andy Reid's old team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I don't think Michael Vick was quick enough to stop the Chiefs when the Chiefs pounced on them 26-16 in Philly. We go to Arizona. We go to New Orleans, the Cardinals against the Saints. Saints beat the Red Feathers off the Cardinals 31-17. We go to Cincinnati and Green Bay, the Packers against the Bengals. The Packers tried to get it in, but unfortunately the Bengals were able to pull it out on 34-30. It was cheese and cat hair all over the place. We go to Dallas, the Cowboys, the Rams. The boys were able to pull it off and put the pounce on the Rams 31-7. We go to Minnesota facing the Cleveland Browns. After all that trade talk, thinking the Cleveland Browns were going to be last, they proved everybody wrong, beating the crap out of the Vikings 31-27. We go to Tennessee against the San Diego Chargers. Tennessee was able to pull it out 20-17 against the San Diego Chargers. Oh, it goes down all the time in football. We go to Beantown, Clam Chowder City, New England Patriots, with a trout count on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guarantee they don't want to be Pirates no more. Let's go to Washington, D.C. The Detroit Lions came out on top 27-20, beating closely the Washington Redskins. We go to Carolina, the Panthers, the New York Giants. The Panthers beat the Giants, turned the Giants from Giants to midgets. I don't know what's going on, but the Carolina Panthers were able to pull it out 38-0. I say zero. The Baltimore Ravens facing the Houston Texans. The Texans couldn't do anything, and the Baltimore Ravens were able to pull it out 30-9. We go to Miami, the Atlanta Falcons, the Miami Dolphins. Miami beat Atlanta 27-23. We go to New Jersey. We go to New York. The Jets were able to fly by the Buffalo Bills 27-20. We go to San Francisco, the 49ers. Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts shocked everybody, beating the 49ers 27-7. We go to Seattle facing the Jacksonville Jaguars, who on paper seem to be the worst team in the league, but the Seattle Seahawks beat the ooh-wee and I don't know and why did you do it out of the Jacksonville Jaguars 45-17. And then we go lastly to Pittsburgh facing the Chicago Bears, Chi-Town, the Windy City, Bleach, the Terrible Towels, from yellow to white. And the Chicago Bears were able to come out 40-23. And right now, for those Denver Bronco fans, the Broncos are up right now 37 facing the Oakland Raiders. It's a wrap. That was football. We all enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
All right. Well, thank you, D. Slate, for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, no one knows sports. No one can talk sports better than D. Slate. It is 46 minutes after the hour. What we're going to be doing at this particular moment is winding down. This has been another exciting segment of the D. Hour Show Radio Network presents the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Our celebrity for this evening was Mr. Marcus Houston. Once again, we had a wonderful, wonderful time with Mr. Houston. Definitely continue to follow him on all the social networking sites. And definitely go out and get that album, Famous. It's on iTunes and in your local distributions musically. Definitely, there is not a song up there that I do not like. I think the question is, which song do I like the most? I have to agree with the young lady that called from Miami, I believe. I love Speechless. I mean, I definitely love that. I love Only You, but the song that we're going to be closing out the segment with is entitled Fly Away. I honestly say that's one of my ultimate favorites. So, D. Slate, your closing remarks for this evening.
Well, I just want to say again, we had an incredible time, as always, with the talented Mr. Marcus Houston, and I want to thank him so much and his team so much for putting them down with us, as always. He's a family member on this network. Big shout-out to my man Richard Hall. Rich, we appreciate you, man, and everything that you do. And just keep supporting Marcus Houston. You know, again, check him out on the social networking sites, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Go to the website, MarcusHoustonOnline.com, and definitely make sure you guys go to iTunes or Amazon and definitely download the new album, Famous. It's on point. I'm telling you right now, the album was on point, and it's going to stay in rotation on the D-Hour Radio Network. And again, big shout out to Marcus and his people for hanging out with us tonight. And you guys just, you know, keep supporting us, you know, the D-Hour Radio Network, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday spot, you know, with myself, LEO, and Anthony A-Town Rucker getting in with us. Just, you know, we're going to have a great time as always. And you guys just, you know, I appreciate you and everything you guys do, supporting us and listening to the show. And, you know, big shout out, you know, to my sister TJ for getting it in.
Oh.
She's absolutely incredible, you know, on this network. And, you know, we wouldn't be as great as we are now without her. You know, I just want to put that out there.
Oh, I've got a little tear right here. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Got a little emotional, Mariah Carey, got a little emotional
That's
a few
right.
minutes ago.
That's right.
Thank you so very much for noting that publicly, you know, and we do this thing called entertainment because we love it. You know, this is a part of who we are. This is a craft, you know, and not too many people are built for the entertainment world, for the industry, and being able to sustain hits and, you know, all the other things that go along with, you know, trying to become, you know, no pun intended, famous, you know. So we do this because we love it. We sacrifice, you know, not only ourselves, but we sacrifice other things so we can make certain that you, the listening audience, have exactly what you want. And we wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you. You know, we're competing with football and everything else, you know, with back to school, back to college, back to life, back to reality, but yet you still take out time out of your very busy agendas and schedules to, you know, hang out with us. So for that, we're just also grateful, and we thank you for that. Marcus Houston, again, I just can't say enough. You know, again, just thank you for taking out the time to be a part of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Once again, Mr. Richard Hall, you know, that you're awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, to your chairman of Silent Partner, LLC, just thank you so very much for all that you all do. And, you know, the community service is real. There are a lot of celebrities that we've had the honor on being in communication with they're just doing some tremendous things, you know, on stage, off stage, and really making an impactful difference. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. So just stay tuned for great things. I'd like to give a shout-out to Charles Farmer, who is my client, but he's also the CEO, he and his lovely wife, Carlisa, of Synergy Film. And they have a wonderful, wonderful featured film that's going to be forthcoming entitled Employee of the Year. So definitely keep your eyes and ears posted for more information surrounding the upcoming of that film. Also, I have some things in the works myself. So stay tuned for that, some films, some stage plays, some other workable projects in joint partnership with the DIY Show Radio Network. So, you know, for that, we just really, really enjoy you. So for tonight, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom. Hey, Mother, I love you, and to all of the other people that support Poetic Justice, speaking in third person, Miss Fabulous, Tanya, all the above, such as I. I'd like to thank you in advance for all of that because, again, we can't do anything without you. And Marcus said it best, you're only as good as your team is. And I have to agree with that, you know, wholeheartedly. So for tonight, it's 52 minutes after the hour. We're going to leave you with the Justice Jam of the Day, new from Marcus Houston's famous album. We're going to leave you with Fly Away. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your aspirations and your endeavors. Understand when one door closes, windows of many blessings and breakthroughs are opening. So stay true to yourself. Don't sell out. And most importantly, understand to remain fly. First, love yourself. Always remain fly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Miss Fabulous, Mr. D. Slate, CEO of the DI Show Radio Network. We love you all. God bless. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I can see it on your face, girl, that you ain't happy and you know it. Know you're in your own place, girl. I know, cause I've been watching for a while. And those other guys don't care enough about you. I said that I've been watching for a while. And I know the guy that could be much better for you. So please let me.
See, I got something to say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norvick gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
One, two, welcome on.